calls love to me.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and this is the Astro Hour. And on the show today are my parents.
Hello, Zachary.
Wait, is your mic on?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It should be. Oh, those are CD players. Whoopsies. That's what happens when you show up 2 minutes beforehand, is then all of the channels are changed. Uh-oh. And there you go. That should work. Try it.
How about now?
There you go.
Here I am.
Can you hear yourself?
Hello, Zachary.
I don't know. Can I? Can you hear
do
me?
Do you call me Zachary on a normal basis?
I can hear
you.
I do not.
Okay.
Only when I'm being formal, like on the radio.
Yeah, I don't actually...
I go back and forth.
Yeah. People ask me that all the time, who calls me what, because people ask me what to call me. And I don't have a good answer.
What do you tell people to call you?
I say Zach or Zachary. I don't care.
I feel like you and I had this conversation on this show previously.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I repeat conversations. Yeah, I don't know. You didn't have like an envisionment. I know some parents have like very straight, like when they name their child something, they're really like, I don't want you to call them by the nickname or something.
Yeah, we didn't have that with you.
Okay.
No, I make sure I don't mind the nickname.
Yeah.
Before I pick a name.
See, that's a problem because I have so many names that I like.
And I've always referred to you as Z.
Yes, I do know that. I noticed that. I obviously know it. But I noticed it very early on.
But like in the case of your sister, not to talk over you, I just did. In the case of your sister, remember, I don't like...
You don't like Jesse.
I don't like Jesse.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't like it for her.
You're just saying you don't hate it because I have a friend, Jesse.
That's exactly why, and in case she's listening, I want to make sure.
But that's like her name.
That's her name.
You know, that's different.
I have yet to meet Jesse. When do I get to
meet Jesse? Never met you've met Jesse.
No, I have not met
Jesse. No, you've met Jesse.
No, Jessica met Jesse.
No, I'm certain you've met Jesse.
I know.
Like, I know this as a fact.
Right now.
She's not listening.
Okay.
I can guarantee.
Jesse, if you're out there, we'd like to meet you. Because we've never met.
No, I swear it. There was a point where you were on. Oh, you're both wearing your Tough shirts. There was a point where we were in freshman year. I think I'm pretty sure you're moving stuff in to a building.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think so.
Jessica says mom has not, but I don't know how she would know that, so I don't think that's correct.
Oh, so Jessica's listening.
Well, of course Jessica's listening. Yeah.
She's involved.
That Conrad Birdie is a ringer, though.
Now you have to fill in. If anybody
My sister is directing a middle school production of Bye Bye Birdie, and she had an Instagram post about it. I don't know if she wants me to talk about this, but I don't care. And that Conrad Birdie is a ringer.
Let me tell you. He's very, very
good. He's a very talented young man.
Always get one who has like a lot of stage presence, you know? Always get one.
If you're lucky, you get more than one.
No, you always get one. I don't mean there's more than one. I mean, like, there's always one.
There is always
one. With some significant stage presence, you know? I guess the trial of the middle school musical director is to decide what role that one person goes to, you know?
Well, in the case of Conrad Birdie...
It's got to be Conrad Birdie.
I mean, there's not usually a lot of people that can fit that, you know, persona that Conrad Birdie is.
No, it's hard. That's hard. There aren't many Elvises in the world.
Most kids have no idea who Elvis is.
Hey, I mean, they haven't... I feel like Elvis exists in the collective unconscious.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
Elvis exists as an archetype. I don't think Elvis exists as a musician.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Like, I feel like I could tell you, although maybe that's because, like, we watched Schoolhouse Rock when I was a kid that I don't remember.
You mean Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock, not Schoolhouse Rock. You're correct. I did also watch Schoolhouse Rock. I was singing the Schoolhouse Rock Constitution song the other day.
I still see
the people
in order to form a more perfect union,
establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and
promote the blessings of liberty
to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. It's the most beautiful 57 words in the English language.
Oh, thank you for that.
Welcome.
Musical.
That's the preamble.
It's a radio show, but
it's the preamble of the Constitution.
I love it.
It should still be played on every Saturday morning.
What? Yeah. That was Schoolhouse Rock was played every Saturday morning.
Saturday mornings.
It was like
on radio
filler.
Or TV,
no, TV
or
it was on TV.
Between.
It was on ABC.
Were there really 100? I remember like there was always a countdown from 100. Were there really 100 segments? Because that seems a little oppressive. Like, I don't know if I could watch that.
I don't know if there was 100, but there was a lot of them. Some of them are more iconic than others. You know,
the zeroth one is the bill, right? Or
Constitution,
I'm just a bill.
I
love that one.
I like... Well, but
there were lots of math ones and history
eating.
Ones. And
there's verbs. Verbs is the best one.
Verbs, conjunction, junction.
Verbs is the best one.
Let's see. There was number 9. There was... there's a Lewis and Clark one that was really good.
Oh, I remember that. I liked Schoolhouse Rock. I think I liked the government ones the best. Which says something.
Remember.
They were definitely the most catchy.
Yeah. And like also civics education, very important. Very important.
Absolutely.
Very lacking. But very. I never took a civics class. Did you take a civics class?
I did.
I also had civics.
What'd you learn? Because I don't actually know what you learn.
You learned about the forms of government, how a bill becomes law, things like that.
We learned about also local government.
Yeah.
That's important.
Plans of government here locally.
That's kind of cool.
Then we learned the role of the MDC, which I don't even know if... Do they even exist anymore?
The MDC? Oh, it most certainly exists. I wish someone could explain it to me.
Yeah.
What?
The Metropolitan District Commission, the MDC.
It's not
the state. It's a quasi-state agency that owns all the land and roads along the rivers. And
yeah, I've heard of this.
Like the whole like Boston Esplanade and Storrow Drive and Memorial Drive are all MDC roads. Route 16 going through Medford along the Mystic River is an MDC road.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and
that's why.
I didn't know that roads were owned by districts.
Yeah, and all the lands like down McDonald Park and stuff like that along the Mystic River is all
anyways,
MDC land.
We're digressing.
And the Fells is run by the MDC, isn't it?
Isn't that a state? I thought that was a state park.
Well, no, it's MDC. It's Metropolitan District Commission.
See, but also there are different things where people got aggravated with some of that too, and wanted more city control over certain areas,
right.
And it became. It just became
not having any
control.
Sort of democratic check on these public works.
And no one, I have no idea who runs the MDC and what authority they have,
nor how they get where they are.
Right,
I would imagine. I don't know how that works. Do you remember if they were elected, Mom, from your civics education?
I don't believe that they're appointed. I don't believe there's any elected.
that begs the question: appointed by whom?
Again,
exactly.
Again, and I'm talking, my civics education is like, 30 years, 40 years
whatever.
Ago.
That's fine. my civics education doesn't exist, so.
Well, you know how to sing the preamble to the Constitution.
I know how to sing the preamble to the Constitution, and I feel like I have a pretty good idea of how the U.S. government works, and like, I could probably apply that to state government fairly well, and I know some of the minute differences, and that's about it. So, all right.
Do you have a theme for today's show?
Like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's find me shining like the sun. Smile.
human element drags you down. Lead a solitary life if you can. Try not to show your face in town. Let the rumors find such bridges as they may. Reckon on the variables. Find a way, make it real. Make a deal until my protector comes. It's so hard to be yourself when you've already seen the inside. Try to navigate the turns as best you can. Headed on down the slide. Strong friends are where you find them. People talk all kinds of trash. Never you mind them, make it real. Make a deal until my protector comes. Huge wings blotting out the sun. Remembering everyone. Be so hard to look away. Gotta be strong in the face of suffering. Cut a good figure just in case somebody's watching. Even if it ends up meaning nothing. Let the breezes spread such scandal as they may. Maybe Boris Vallejo pays the back of your head someday. Make it real. Make a deal until my protector comes.
And we're back.
This is 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio.
You don't actually need to do that every time.
He's amusing himself.
You just need to do that. The beginning and end for some reason. That's such a weird
You used to have to do it like every 10 minutes or something. It was an FCC regulation.
This is. I mean, I think that it might be a type of station thing. Forget what class we are. We're class something station, meaning something.
We're a class. You can barely get us outside of the border
of
Medford.
No, you can hear this. You can hear this station pretty far out, I think. I think we're cut off halfway between here and Lowell.
Right, because they have the
Lowell
same
also
frequency.
Has 91.5. Right. And I know Wellesley also has 91.5. So I guess they just give it to all the colleges around here, which is like actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because then if you want college radio, which no one ever does, like you can just leave it on 91.5 and just drive.
So like the transmitter's powered by like 6 D cell batteries or something.
I have no idea. That was the Mountain Goats with In League with Dragons. Before that was ABBA with Super Trooper. Great one. Great one. Not the movie Super Troopers. That's a dumb movie.
Oh, no. The original one's actually pretty amusing.
It's not good.
Oh, no. I watched it as a
midnight a while ago.
But it's really got Neil Patrick Harris in it as the psychic doctor.
Yeah, this is Neil Patrick Harris before he was Neil Patrick Harris. This is Neil Patrick Harris post Doogie Howser when everyone thought that he was just washed up.
Well, he was because he did,
you know, Super Troopers.
Yeah. Why someone had like a Doogie Howser reference?
Yeah, somebody called Mayor Pete.
Fallon called Mayor Pete the Doogie Howser of the Democratic Party or the Doogie Howser of the 2020 election or something. I love that.
I mean, that's kind of a
perfect. I laughed out loud the moment he said it. No one gets it. Or wait, isn't the joke that he didn't get it? Or he didn't get something else?
He didn't get the Beaver Cleaver reference.
Oh, he didn't get the Beaver Cleaver reference. That's great. I love that. Young people. What is the
Do
saying?
People know who Doogie Howser is? Do people of your generation like
no.
get the cultural reference?
No, I've hummed the theme before, and I've never watched an episode. You know, but you know, bum 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 bum.
Oh
bum,
right, bum, it did have a
oh, yeah,
bum,
it was like really bum, bad Casio bum, bum, synthesizer. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Do, 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 do. It's great. It was awesome. There's one SNL sketch when Neil Patrick Harris hosted, where it was him playing the Doogie Howser theme on a Casio, and then suddenly a bunch of people dressed as Doogie Howser playing different instruments started covering it on different instruments, and then at the end it's just him at the end, and he sheds a single tear doing the Doogie Howser theme. I wanted to write. This is when the Baywatch movie came out. I was trying to think what other like 90s television show could be turned into a like R-rated comedy. And I was like, Doogie Howser. Doogie Howser could easily be turned into an R-rated comedy. I would age him up a little bit so it's less weird, because everyone knows that seasons like 3 and 4 of Doogie Howser are the best ones, because those are the ones where all he cares about is losing his virginity, you know? And then there you go. That's an R-rated comedy. Do you not remember this?
I don't remember him all caring about his...
That was kind of the plot of seasons 3 and 4 of Doogie Howser.
I guess I just didn't tune into that part of it. I don't know why.
The only episodes I've watched of Doogie Howser are seasons 3 and 4.
Okay.
I'll admit that, because I was like, I want to skip to when Neil Patrick Harris is older.
Who was the actor that played his friend?
Good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying? He had a friend.
He went on to do something.
Yeah, he did go on to do something. And boy...
I want to say he's a director.
No, I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't recall. We could look it up, but that's really boring radio.
But what do you do? What do you type in? Doogie Howser friend?
So you look at the cast. I would look
exactly
up the cast.
Look at the cast on IMDb.
Doogie Howser. Fine.
What's Doogie Howser's friend's name? Actually, that's something someone has definitely Googled before. Doogie Howser friend.
Riveting
Jessica says,
radio.
Jessica says that the actor that played his friend was Racetrack in Newsies, but I have no idea who Racetrack was. Max Casella.
Yes,
Max
that is Casella, his name. Yes, he did go on to do stuff. Max? But I think he had a claim to fame that was not...
Like he invented the internet or something.
Apparently he was in Jackie doing something.
And Jackie the movie?
The play?
Jack?
Jackie like Natalie Portman.
Oh, that...
That movie.
That movie.
Yeah. Well,
yes, he was in that.
He was?
Yes.
Literally nothing. He was in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for 2 episodes.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Which is cool. In both seasons. He was in 1 episode in both seasons.
Who did he play?
A comedian, probably.
I have no idea. He played Michael Kessler. Is that a historical figure of some sort that I don't know about?
Not that I can think of right now.
He was in...
I knew a kid named Andy Kessler.
He was in USA's Vinyl. I don't actually know if the show Vinyl was on USA. It just sounds like the name of a USA show. Characters welcome.
Okay.
No, well, Vinyl
about
was...
Enough about the Doogie.
HBO,
wasn't it?
No, he's on Boardwalk Empire. He's on The Sopranos.
He's done a lot of bit work.
He was on The Sopranos.
But I want to say he's done something else besides acting that
maybe
he was known for.
NPH has made it bigger.
Maybe he did invent the internet.
And now NPH is doing those Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Seen those?
Yeah, I have seen them.
He's on those portal ads. I don't really understand what the purpose of portal is other than being FaceTime, but less mobile.
I didn't understand it either. It's just FaceTime
but in your house.
Which, like, kind of stupid, but also I could see it catching on.
It's a video phone. We were promised it in the 50s.
Yeah, and it existed in the 50s, and no one used it.
All of a sudden, FaceTime isn't on my phone anymore. Have you noticed?
When you're talking to somebody on the phone, you want to be able to do other stuff and not worry about how you look. And people seeing you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's something that makes sense in theory. And like, I FaceTime people quite often, but
you don't FaceTime
it is annoying.
Us.
No, I don't FaceTime you guys. Well, I see you guys enough.
You know, it's like, how much is too much? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Like in Star Trek Discovery, when they have the holograms and Captain Pike is just like, I hate these. Just give me the flat screen.
Yeah, it's fun. They did a very good job. So here's the thing about Star Trek Discovery, and I know you don't watch it, Mom, so I'll keep it brief.
I've watched it a teeny bit.
I want to get Mom to watch it because Tig Notaro is on it, and she...
I do like Tig Notaro.
She's really good.
Did you finish season 2?
I have not
seen it. I haven't either.
I'm like up to like episode 8 or something.
Yeah. I think I'm actually like also there-ish. But I'm a firm believer that I don't need inconsistencies between the show, especially stylistic ones, like to be explained to me. Like, I don't know if you've noticed this, Mom, but like the show takes place like 10 years before the original Star Trek, but they're wearing completely different uniforms. And like, some people care and I don't at all.
I kind of enjoy when they do the little explanations, because I just think it's funny.
Oh, they do that on the show?
Sometimes they're like, oh, like this is... Oh, so later in season two, like the Enterprise shows up, like the original Enterprise with Pike and Number One,
right,
and whatever.
Right.
And they're wearing like the blue, red, and yellow, gold uniforms. So they're like updated and fancier, and I like that. I really like the new design. But like they're walking around and like there's like a throwaway line that's like, oh, the next generation of uniforms, they look really colorful, like stuff like that. Or
now,
and uniforms have always been kind of a joke on Star Trek, that and they've always tried to explain them away, and there's little throwaway lines of people always complaining about them. It's like the uniform department in Starfleet is like the bureaucratic joke of the on the line.
What were
troops.
You saying, Mom?
Thank you, Zach, for it's making okay. your father stop. But I don't know. I was actually going to ask your father a question, because we didn't we hear, wasn't it last night on when we were watching the finale of Survivor, we two of the Survivor people write for Discovery.
That's right.
Wait, what?
So.
That's so weird.
Cochrane and
David.
Wait, his name is Cochrane.
And David.
Is
it, yeah, John.
That's
Cochrane,
very funny.
Yes.
And David, who was Cochrane's kind of a legend. He's won in the past. And this guy David, who's been on a couple of seasons before, and he was on this current season. They both write for Star Trek.
That's so weird.
And Jeff Probst said this has got to be like the strangest writers' room ever.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's CBS
one last
property.
Yeah, one last thought on. Yeah, I guess like they just probably asked, and they're like, "Yeah, sure. We don't want to find other people."
Yeah.
It's weird. The Picard show is not going to be on CBS All Access, but it's not going to be on CBS.
No, it is.
Oh, is it? Isn't it going to be somewhere else too?
I was mistaken by it. It's going to be on Netflix. No, I think it's actually Hulu worldwide, but CBS All Access in the States.
In America, okay. Yeah. Well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Well, Disney and CBS. That's weird. I don't
or,
have
or maybe it was Netflix.
I don't have high hopes for that show, but I really like Michael Chabon, so I think he'll do a good job. Have they told anyone what Extinction Island is yet? What's the gimmick there?
Well, yeah, it ended last night.
The show ended?
Okay, so what did it do? I don't watch Survivor. You guys are the only people I know who watch Survivor. Well, no, you and James Carson are the only people I know who watch Survivor.
Shout out to James Carson.
So what did it do? Did he just bring them back? Because that's dumb.
I mean, kind of.
They brought somebody back from it twice. And those ended up being the two people who were the best players.
So I have kind of different theories on it in a way. So they're sent off to this Extinction Island. So normally when they're voted off, you know, they're gone. They're in a hotel taking a shower, you know, waiting for the whole show to end, because they don't get to go home till the whole show's over, right? But this like kind of kept them in the show, because they all get...
Oh, so it was just a way of like getting more screen time out of them?
They win different...
Did they have challenges?
I mean...
Not really. They had challenges to get back on in the two times they'd let them back on. But in reality, it was just they were miserable. They were put in a miserable place because they didn't have any opportunity to like... win a steak lunch or anything like that. So they were out there eating rice and like whatever snails and stuff they could find on the rocks. And some of them were out there for a month.
That's
so they talked
about
this.
Was it most people did it or
all but two?
They talked about this last night because they kind of talked about the time they what they gained there personally in reflection, and they all had these like profound transformations while being there.
That makes sense to
me,
though.
Right. So
you're just hanging out on an island.
I actually turned to Dad, and I don't even know if he got, and said, "This is almost like watching a Super Soul Sunday of Oprah," because it was everybody talking about this really deep kind of transformation that they went through.
I forgot that Super Soul Sunday exists.
Well, it's usually people talking about how, you know, their transformations. So I was really kind of fascinated by, I mean, because Survivor always puts people through some kind, but usually they're all still participating in things, and they often feel something different about themselves. But these people are just sitting there reflecting.
So once again, after
and some of them came back.
38 seasons, Survivor has reinvented itself once again.
So
and
the
giving
person
you something
who
different.
Won Survivor only got back in it on day 30.
Spoiler alert. Tune out.
Oh, the person who won Survivor spent all their time like meditating on an island.
I hope we're not spoiling for the two or three people that are listening. Yeah.
There was actually the first person who came back. What basically was the favorite of the game, the second half of the show, and he dominated. He found like four different immunity idols. He made two fake immunity idols that faked two other people out. And he won like six challenges by himself, and he was just dominating the game. And people were trying to get him out week after week after week, and nobody could get him out. And then this other guy came back, you know, when there was five people left.
Yes,
came back, won the challenge to get back in the game, and then he basically directly challenged this guy at the end. I'm not going to give anything away.
Yeah.
But he ended up winning, and he ended up winning the game.
So,
and the $1 million prize.
If Survivor has eras, what are the eras, and like what's their thing, and when do they start and end? And make it snappy, because we have to do music and then a PSA.
Like an era, like you mean like the...
Like it, Dad said, moments where the game fundamentally changed or changed significantly.
Well, I mean...
I think that, you know, there was kind of the straight on early days that was pretty much the same for several seasons.
I think when people started doing blind sides.
Yeah, the blind side became a thing.
Right.
Where they
found a way of
you conspired
winning.
To get somebody out who completely wasn't expecting it.
You mean that wasn't immediate?
No,
it wasn't immediate.
No,
it became popular after a few seasons.
Is that like around All Stars or something?
Yeah, and that brings in. You know, it was before that. Maybe three or four seasons in before that started to be a thing.
Okay,
and then when they started doing All Stars and then bringing back some people into the game, not necessarily an all-star game. They've only done that a couple of times, I think. But for several seasons, they've brought back, you know, two people or four people. There were four in this one. And next season, they're bringing back our favorite, Boston Rob.
Hasn't he been on like four times?
Yeah,
he can't win. It's
Boston Rob and Sandra, who's won the game twice, as kind of mentors.
Isn't Sandra the one he married?
No, that was
Amber.
Amber. Yeah.
Amber, you're so smoking.
I don't know why we're still calling him Boston Rob. He lives in Florida now.
Because he's still Boston Rob. He'll always be Boston
Rob.
And
he's wearing a Red Sox cap, of course.
That's kind of cute. All right.
Anyway.
And may I introduce Mr. Terry Chimes on the drum kit. Yeah, swing it, Terry, baby. He's in love with the rock and roll wall. He's in love with the Kenny Stone wall. He's in love with the Jenny Jones wall. He don't like that foreign drop wall. He's in love with the rock and roll wall. He's in love with the Kenny Stone wall. He's in love with the Jenny Jones wall. He don't like that foreign drop wall. Really knows what he got to do. He knows he's gonna have fun.
and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
Will you hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin?
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie. Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. Signs of men.
Yeah, welcome on the signpost that says come back again.
Moving right along. Nice town.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
I really love how Frank Oz on that one is like, ride, like for the right, it's moving, ride along, you know,
ride.
It almost sounds like ride.
I met Frank Oz.
When?
When I managed the theater in Brookline. I actually have a thank you note from him.
Frank sent her. Thank you note.
I like Frank
Oz. It was embossed with a big Oz.
This is true.
Really? It's kind of funny.
No, it is on personal stationery. I'll show it to you someday.
Frank Oz talks about how much he likes Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, which makes me happy. Who wants to read the PSA?
Your father
is reading the PSA?
May is National Bike Month, and the third week in May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of the year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it's not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
How often did you bike to work, Dad?
Twice in the year.
When I was working in Woburn, I biked to work twice over 3 years.
Okay.
You can bike to work now.
I can bike to
you
work
could,
now.
Yeah.
But the stairs going up to my office in the attic I have to have a mountain bike to do that.
You can take all of the time that you would spend commuting and go biking.
I
could, and I plan to do that as soon as winter stops.
Yeah. I started running 2 weeks ago. So, because I don't run inside because I hate gyms. So,
do you, Have you been in the gym yet?
No, and I won't.
You're about to graduate, and you haven't been.
I've never been inside.
You should at least walk inside.
Or
I've been inside.
I've been inside once to go to the athletic offices freshman year, and that was it. And then I've never been inside again.
Is there any place else you haven't been on campus at this point?
I mean, like, there are a lot of random like dorms and houses that I haven't been in. But like in terms of like academic buildings, I think I've been in almost all of them. I haven't been in Tisch College.
Makes sense.
I haven't been, well, I mean, like there are classes and stuff in there. I've just never been inside.
No, I know. The classes you've taken, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, although I've taken classes in like almost every single one. Tufts Map is what I'm Googling currently. I think I've been in almost everywhere.
Are there like secret underground corridors that you've wanted to explore that you haven't yet?
There aren't really underground corridors. Actually, the underground...
Oh, that you know of.
No, there are some, but I've been in them.
Do you have like secret rooms dedicated to Danny DeVito? Or
no, yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a reference to your sister's college.
Really, really on top of... really on top of those memes. They really hit the Danny DeVito thing before it was a thing. I haven't been inside Baloo, the main administrative building. I haven't been inside there.
Are you sure? Because I thought you showed us the inside of that.
No, I've never been inside.
Oh.
I forget what I showed you the inside of, but I have never been inside that. But yeah, I feel like I've been like almost everywhere else. That's hard to say. There's so many buildings. So many buildings. I was over by the wood frame houses that they've been buying to avoid building a dorm. The other day.
The ones they're converting?
Yeah, the ones they're converting. And I was looking inside them. Or not inside them. I was looking outside them. They're working really hard to make it look very idyllic from the outside. Like, the siding on those houses is beautiful. And, like, the lawns are really well kept. And, like
but inside, it's just a dormitory?
It looks like white picket fence. No, the inside's gorgeous as well. But, like, I'm just saying they're working really hard to make it look like white picket fence, green lawn.
They're keeping that kind of... Well, that's really important to the community.
Yeah. Which is like cool.
I mean,
cool.
And that's good that they respect that. I mean, that is absolutely, as people who live in the area, since we do, I know that's really important to the community, that they maintain.
I do have a gripe with them, which is custodial staff goes in those buildings. And I think if you're in one of those houses with other people who you probably know, but even if they're people you don't know, you don't need custodial staff.
I don't
buildings.
Know if I agree with that.
You think so?
So I think I see what you're saying. You're saying it should be treated like an apartment, and they should be able to clean up after themselves.
Yes.
But I think as if it's considered a dorm and it's part of your fees and whatever is expected, they should have the same custodial staff that your child would have in any dorm.
So think about it. Me, when I was in that on-campus apartment junior, I didn't have custodial staff.
Oh, those don't have custodial
staff? Those didn't have custodial staff. I don't think Jessica had custodial staff when she was in her on-campus apartment.
No.
No. Oh, she definitely did not.
Definitely didn't. I think that their trash was piled up there all year because they probably meant them carrying it to the dumpster versus...
That's gross.
Is it like apartment living, though? Like a...
Yeah. I'm sure there's a kitchen, there's a living room, there is...
Interesting.
It's just rooms. I mean, like, obviously you have a key to your room is like the difference,
but there is a common area.
Yeah, I mean, it's a house. Yeah. It's just like renting a house.
I don't know. So I guess you bring up an interesting point. I don't really know.
Yeah,
my feeling is it should have custodial staff.
But my feeling is that all college students should have custodial staff at least occasionally, because college students are slobs and there's a health and safety issue.
I definitely think that's true. Like, I think it's true with like dorm style stuff. But I don't know if it's true. I feel like that's a step above. You know, if college is like the gradual transition period between high school and adulthood, I feel like, you know, it gets to a point where you've now raised your level above dorm stuff, and now you've gained more.
No, I see what you're saying. So
freedom and responsibility increase linearly.
So my question is: there an RA assigned to those hosts?
There are CDAs that are assigned to the neighborhood. I don't think they're assigned to each house.
That kind of makes sense because they can't have
an RA. So it's like for each of the houses.
How many are there?
I think there are probably, I have no idea. Yeah. I think it added like 100 beds probably, and I think that might be about 2 CDAs then for that.
Yeah.
But their jobs are so light. I mean, we talk about this all the time.
And, these would be for seniors or juniors? Juniors?
Seniors, probably more specifically seniors, but yeah, some juniors.
Interesting.
I mean, the job of RAs in upperclassmen areas is a joke. Not a joke per se, but certainly less.
Right. Than freshmen.
So
freshmen are needier. I don't mean that in a.
Oh no, they're a lot needier.
You know, we've had 2 kids go to college. And it's understandable. It's a lot for a freshman going to school.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times that I acted as a parent for my children, like not in terms of like what I was doing necessarily, but just in terms of the way they were talking to me,
right,
is very interesting. And I only noticed that very much towards the end, where they would just like vent to me about packing and stuff like that, where they would just kind of like word vomit to me. And like, even though they knew exactly what to pack and like how to pack, and they weren't going to get any information out of me. They just kept going to me for affirmation.
That's okay.
You think this is all right? Like,
yeah, but that's okay.
Stuff like that.
That's good.
It is good. It's just fascinating to me that they were
talking. So you enjoyed your time
exactly
as an RA.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I really liked it. I wrote about that a lot in my senior survey that I still haven't finished. but I need to finish it by tomorrow, because it's the only way I can get my marching card. It's if I finish the survey.
Get your what?
My marching card.
Oh. And you need to finish it.
At no point has anyone explained how this graduation thing works.
You're not missing an email somewhere?
I'm certain I'm not missing an email somewhere. No one has explained to me how any of this works. Well,
you get a marching card. You go in order.
And then I guess
if by chance any administrative person's listening to this, you should add that to your senior survey, that seniors need.
Tell me how to graduate.
Tell us more how to
I'm just going to go with it. I know where I'm lining up Sunday morning.
Well, isn't there a rehearsal or something?
I have no idea.
Well, Sunday morning is the general ceremony.
Yeah, well, I know that. There's general ceremony, there's phase two.
Do you actually have to line up for the general ceremony?
Yes,
just go sit down somewhere? Because you're not like walking in order anywhere.
We do need to line up somewhere. There are three. We had to sign up for a specific lineup location. We don't need to go in an order, but we do walk in.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are 3 areas... where people are going to be walking in from. And I'm going to be walking in from one of them where Charlie and Danny are also going to be.
Are you going to like let us know where that's going to be so that we can scope out good seats?
Well, we're going to walk in. You're going to see us.
Are we?
Maybe.
Are you excited?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the only question I've been asked for the past like 2 months. what I'm doing next
What are you doing next? That was on my Facebook. Somebody said that.
Yeah, of course.
What's it's fine.
I managed to boil it down to a single sentence the other day.
What is that?
I want to use my quantitative skill set to do work that is interesting and not evil.
That's a good,
I think that should be on the top of your resume.
I'm pretty sure that's my bio on my website. Albeit, it's a little longer on my website.
Wow.
I mean, I have mixed feelings about it solely because it is general. But I've never been someone who's like, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be this, or
when
you were young,
you wanted to be a mailman.
I want to be a mailman. You know what I mean, though? I've never been someone that is driven by vocation.
Says, I want to be a nurse. I know I want to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And which is in, yeah, but that's a lot of people have that one career goal that they keep working towards.
Yeah, and that's not...
Because you've always liked kind of a lot of things.
I've liked a lot of things. I think I'm more concerned with work environment and the... I'm more concerned with, like, finding individual value in the things that I'm doing and work environment than I am about the specific thing. You know?
So if any of you out there have a good work environment...
In terms of working, I guess I didn't put this in the one sentence,
skills.
But the type of work environment I want is the West Wing, like the show, like Like, I want...
lots of walk and talk.
I want a lot of people... I want high energy, high pressure, high stakes. That's the work environment I want. And I'll crack. And Rosie's listening to this, and she knows that in this environment, I would crack.
Surrounded by lots of smart people.
Surrounded by a lot of smart people.
Yeah. That sounds totally like your wheelhouse. Yeah.
All right. One more song, and then we'll sign off. Rosie just said, I am floored. Okay. This.
Hi, Rosie.
And we're back. We had to do some Blondie just cause,
because Blondie's every awesome. Astro Hour has to have a Blondie.
I don't actually do that, but it's common enough that I feel like I do it. This is probably my last episode.
I know, it's kind of sad. Show.
I don't know. It's certainly my last official one, unless I were to randomly. I feel like if I were to do the summer, I would have to apply for community credentials and stuff like that, which I might actually consider doing. Especially considering I'm going to be in the area at least for the next 3 months. Right.
Unless there's some company out there that needs a young man with some quantitative analysis skills.
Yeah, but that would probably be in Boston, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it
probably would.
Yeah, or California. But I'm not moving to the Bay Area. I hate the Bay Area. Yeah,
it's the hub of the universe. You've got to stay here.
The Bay Area? No, it's not.
No, this is the hub of the universe.
Bay Area is a big field. That's it. That's it. It's a big field. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Apologies to Emma Sando, who's not listening. No one listens.
I know.
There could be somebody out there listening.
I mean, I flipped to it on the car. When you're not even on, I mean.
I actually do too.
Yeah.
But
I like the Strike the Box show.
When people are talking,
I like
it's
the Desperate Hours show in the evenings.
Oh. Yeah. I subbed for that once, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Thank you too for coming on.
There's a lot of good
thank
music.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Are you
of course.
You didn't answer me. Are you sad that this is like your last time?
In a way, yeah.
This is such a cool studio.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it since freshman year.
Yeah, it's kind of my only. I was just doing the senior survey, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of my only consistent extracurricular." I've got SPS too, but that doesn't really count. All we would do is, you know, sit in a meeting every Wednesday and eat pizza.
Right.
And that's it. And I just did that yesterday again, just for fun. So I don't know.
Do you discuss the physics of pizza when you're eating pizza?
No. No. We like bitch about classes sometimes, and that's it. You know. Thank you all for listening to the Astro Hour, 915 WFO in Medford. Big thanks to Chris from Strike the Box for alternating with me for on and off alternating for the past 2 years-ish on this show. If not, I was before, you know, sometimes I've been before, sometimes I've been during this slot, but it's a great slot. Not many of my friends have the ability to do a noon on Thursday. So thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Zachary.
Oh, yes. Thank you, parents, for coming on. I've been Zach Going. This has been the Astro Hour on 91.5. Yeah, do you want to sign off, Mom?
I guess I'm Zach's mom.
Okay. 91.5, Dover Phone, Medford. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.